business changes. The bleeding's dry. Oh, let's pray.
From the deep of our hearts, Lord, we bless your name. We thank you for a beautiful day. Oh, the sunshine, the breeze of life, oh, that's blowing, oh God, we say thank you, Lord Jesus. We are thanking you. We've been looking back, Lord, the week that has just passed. Lord, your protection, your mercies, your grace, above all, your loving kindness that has seen us through our to and fro, Lord. We say, thank you, Lord Jesus. And Father, how grace so sufficient that this morning, as we woke up, Lord, by your quickening power, oh, we felt within ourselves something quickening us, Lord. And we knew it was your spirit. And it was directed us to no other place but your house, oh God. So, Father, here we are this morning, thanking you for many mercies you have given to us from far and near. And, Lord, even as we are gathered together, sitting at your feet, oh Lord, yes, we've come with all reverence, Lord, with all obedience and with all humility, that, Lord, today the purpose for calling us, O God. We will live here blessed, O God. So, Lord, we want to start committing, Lord, our Sunday schools, Lord, into your hands. Our children upstairs, O God, and the youth, and we, the adults here, Lord. We ask the Holy Spirit, Lord, to sweep over us, O God, to take a word and prepare us, Lord, for the word that you have for us for the day. So once again, we say thank you, we bless you. In Jesus' name, Lord, we pray. Amen. God richly bless you. Today looks as if it's a beautiful day. Knowing very well the weather in Ireland, unpredictable. Yes, this morning we will look at the book of Hebrews, the book of the Hebrews. And the prophet William Branham said, it is one of the richest and deepest of the books of the Holy Bible. And he said it has many golden nuggets. Praise the Lord. So this morning we would love to follow the prophet and glean as much as the golden nuggets that are particularly related to us, and which actually calls us to duty. Amen. And right from the beginning of the book of the Hebrews, the first two chapters, right there, bam, it's calling us onto something. Amen. Amen. So let's turn to the book of Hebrews. We shall read the first two verses. Let's hear the word of God. God, who at sundry times and in diverse manners spake in time past on to the fathers by the prophets, hath in these last days spoken unto us by his Son, whom he hath appointed heir of all things, by whom also he made the worlds. Amen. Let's pray. Our dear Heavenly Father, yes, we thank you once again. Here is your word. Now we ask the Holy Spirit to take the word now, Lord, and minister it deep into our souls, Lord. We ask this, O Lord, in the blessed name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. Shall we be seated? So right away, I want to read something from the message book, Hebrews chapter 1. The prophet was talking about how he has returned from a missionary trip, and he had lost 20 pounds. My. So he had come to have some rest. But you know what? It turned out that he couldn't feel like resting. So rather, he asked our precious brother Devil if he could rather take the rest. And so that was how the beginning of the teaching on the book of Hebrews. And the prophet, when he started, he said he was going to teach it as what? A Sunday school. So we are thankful that we are also taking it up in our Sunday school. Amen. And so when two brothers saw the prophet, let me read. And now I came home just for a rest, a little rest. I lost 20 pounds in this last meeting, and Brother Mercia and Brother Goat were up a while ago and said, Brother Branham, I notice what you do. You put your whole heart into it. That's the ministry, the work of God. You put the whole of your heart into it. And the prophet answered and said, I said, that's the only way you can do a right kind of job for the Lord. Amen. That's the only way. He should have rested, lost 10, 20 pounds. But he couldn't feel like what? Taking that rest. But rather asked the pastor to just have a rest, and he continued. And that's the beginning how he started with what? The teaching on the Hebrews. Amen. He said, that's the only way you can do a right kind of job for the Lord. You see, you put everything you got right to the forefront for Christ. Amen. Everything you got, put to the forefront for what? For Christ. All your strength, all your soul, all your heart, all your mind, everything that you've got, put it in front for the Lord. Amen. He went on to say, when you are doing anything, do it right. If you want to do the work of God, do it right. If you want to do him a service, do it right. Amen. Or don't do it at all. See? Just leave it alone. Amen. You are going to be a Christian. See? Put everything that you have got to Christ. That's your time, your talent, your everything. Amen. Your time, your talent, your everything. Whatever you got, put it to the use in God's service. Then he picked a book and then said, now we are studying the book of Hebrews. It is one of the deepest, richest books of the Bible, I tell you. It's a book that really, if God permits, and we just get down into this, I believe we will find golden nuggets till we will just shout and praise the God, we shall shout the praises of God all the time. Amen. Nuggets. You all know what nuggets are. Naturally, it's what? Precious what? Precious metals. Praise the Lord. But to us, it's what? Precious what? Substance. Amen. Precious substance. Praise the Lord. Is that, and I would like to make scripture, here, listen closely. Is that I would like to make scripture compare with scripture. Praise the Lord. Amen. Brethren, let's learn that. You make what? Scripture to compare with what? Scripture. That's the way it must be. Amen. See, just one, you see, because the Bible is just one great beautiful picture. One great beautiful picture. So the book of Hebrews, really what it is supposed to be written by Apostle St. Paul, the greatest Bible expositor, I guess. You understand the word expositor? A person that can explain, you see, complicated ideas or theories. That's the dictionary meaning. But if we would take it in the context of what the prophet is saying, he's trying to tell Apostle Paul, you see, the abundance of grace, of the gift of what? Revelation that God gave unto him. Praise the Lord. You see, someone that has the gift of unveiling mysteries. It was abundantly given unto what? Apostle Paul. Amen. So the prophet commending it said, Apostle Paul, the greatest Bible expositor, I guess, the world has ever had outside of what? The Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. So now, Paul, we all know, he was Saul, a Pharisee. Brother Branham said he was such a Bible teacher as the Bible teacher at that time, that's the Old Testament. Because he was taught under the great all-time famous Gamaliel, one of what? The best known of the day. That great teacher of what? The law and the prophets. You see, Gamaliel, a renowned what? Teacher of what? The laws and the prophets. So Paul was well schooled in those things. Paul was schooled in those things, the law and what? The prophets. Praise the Lord. And as we all know, Apostle Paul even was talking about himself, that as touching the righteousness, what? In the law, what? Blameless. You see, he was really taught about this great teacher, Gamaliel. So he could boast himself that as touching what? The righteousness which is in the law, blameless. The prophet went on. And then I like him this way. Watch this also. The prophet said, I like Apostle Paul also this way. This great revelation, being honest in his heart, was a murderer. My. You see, he was honest in his heart. That means whatever, what he was holding as the belief, he put everything into it. He was sincere to his belief. He was zealous. Praise the Lord. So the prophet said, I love him for that. But though he was what? A murderer, you see. He had consented to what? Stephen's death, and saw Stephen die under the rocks and clots of being stoned to death. I think it must have got next to him. Next to Paul. It got next to Paul. We're going to see what actually it means. And when he saw, you see, when he saw Stephen raise his hands to heaven and said, I see the heavens open. I see Jesus standing at the right hand of God. And he said, Father, lay not this charge of sin against them. And he fell asleep. Amen. That scene, what Apostle Paul, no, Saul at that time, when the scene he saw and what he had, the prophet said what? It got next to him. And what is the meaning? That means it got under his skin. Praise the Lord. It got under his skin. Could you imagine someone who has been subjected to what? This kind of brutal, you see, brutal beatings to what? To death, being stoned to death. And yet, while he was about to die, he said, Lord, lay not this charge of sin against them. Forgive them. Praise the Lord. It's something that really Paul could not what? Understand. So it got under his skin. Praise the Lord. My brother, my sister, if your brother offends you, probably even intentionally, you know that it was intentional, don't allow that situation to get under your skin. Amen. Amen. Because when you allow it to take place under your skin, it changes the whole of your features. Praise the Lord. Your face changes. This brother, see, you try to what? Put on. So it changes your features, your everything. So don't allow anything that is against you to get under your skin. But rather, we should allow it to enter into that sacred place in our heart. Amen. That place, that altar where you meet with the Lord in prayer. Praise the Lord. Let that thing, whatever your brother or your sister have done against you, let it rather enter into that sacred place. And when it enters there, you will speak like Stephen spoke. Because Stephen spoke the language of what? Jesus Christ. Father, forgive them, for they don't know what they are doing. Amen. So never let us allow any kind of misunderstanding between you, a brother, a sister, whatever. Don't allow it to enter into your skin. Under your skin, but what? Allow it to enter into your heart and you will be able to forgive. Amen. So under that frustration and anger, because he couldn't understand, he couldn't, why? Such your own assailants committing you to such brutal atrocity, stoning, and yet you plead forgiveness for them. So it got under his skin. So because it got under his skin, out of frustration and anger, he went to what? Let's read from the prophet. He rose over to the high priest and gave some paper, some letters. Said, I will arrest all those people making all that noise and those heretics. You see, what we will call today some radical fanatics or something like that, making a lot of noise and causing disturbance. I will go down and settle it. You see, that's not the way. You see, because what he saw from Stephen, it got under his skin. Man, what kind of people is this? After all these things, and yet pleading forgiveness for me. No, I'm going to settle everything. You see, the whole thing is that I had to wipe them out completely. You see, I need to kill the evidence. That is what against me. I need to kill it. But my brother, can you kill evidence? Praise the Lord. That was the same thing the Pharisees and the council of the Sanhedrin. They did everything to what? To destroy Lazarus. Because he was the testimony. Anytime people see Lazarus, you see, they were all what? It was a testimony. They were all following Jesus Christ. So they decided to what? To eliminate Lazarus so that they will kill the evidence. That was exactly the thing Paul also was trying to do. To settle it completely. Annihilate them completely. So he went down to what? And Paul, on his road down to Damascus, about noon one day, a great light shining down and struck him to the ground. No one saw it but Paul. And the prophet said, I want you to notice that. No one saw it except what? Paul. Amen. And now men that were with him could not see the light, but it was there just the same. Now, it is possible that someone could see Christ in this building here and no one else see him. Sure, it happened there. Amen. We are all seated here. But the way how you came in is the way what you will what see. Praise the Lord. If you coming to hear or see Jesus Christ, you will see him plenty. Amen. See, so that's what the prophet is saying, that There will be what? Jesus here, yet some may not see him and go back the same. Praise the Lord. He said it happened. And then he gave some examples. He said it happened also one night when Peter was in prison. That light, a light came in into the prison and touched Peter and walked right by the inner guard, outer guard, walked by the gate, the main gate, the city gate. Why? There were all these places what? Sentries, soldiers. Amen. They couldn't see. Then Peter himself said, I must be dreaming. But when he got to the road and the light went away, he saw that what? He was completely out from the prison. Amen. The light came in there to rescue Peter, yet all the people around could not what? Could not see it. The prophet is just giving an example. Then he called on the wise men also that followed the star from India. He said, moms, they were coming through valleys and deserts, passed over observatories. But they were not observed. They were the only one seeing the star. And they were following the star. Praise the Lord. But my brother, let us not. Just watch it. Let us always look at the star and follow it. Because if we allow any form of any distraction, my brother, my sister, you miss it. Just like what? Momentarily, the wise men, it happened to them. Maybe they were what? Distracted by the lights of Jerusalem. So they what? They rather turned to what? Man-made lights. You see. They forgot about what? The light, the star that was leading them, and went towards what? The lights at what? Jerusalem. And when they got themselves in Jerusalem, they could say that, where are we? And there was no star. Praise the Lord. They have been distracted and they've gone out of line. My brother, my sister, let's stay online. Amen. Because any distraction, you will miss it. Until they had to come back to the very place where they left what? The star, the light. And they found it. Amen. Just like Joseph and Mary left Jesus in Jerusalem. Praise the Lord. They went a two-day walk. But when they found out they were without him, they had to come back to where they left him. And they saw him there. So my brother, even if you been distracted and you get out of line, please come back to where you left that light. You come and meet the light there. Amen. So the prophet went, as soon as Paul was converted, he never consulted with any seminary. Neither did he consult any minister. But did you notice he went down to Arabia and there he stayed for 3 years? Amen. And we all know when Saul, the Pharisee, now Paul, when he came back from Arabia, he was completely transformed. Amen. Transformed in the power of the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. So the prophet went on, Paul was a Bible teacher of the Old Testament, but now in this Hebrew, he was trying to show the Hebrews, separating the Old Testament and showing it as being a shadow or a type of the new. Amen. Himself was always with what? The Old Testament, the law. But now, after he had what? Met the light and have seen the light, he came back now, drawing the people's attention, showing them that all what you see in the Old Testament, they are only what? Shadow, a type. Praise the Lord. So, before we go, now the prophet, after this introduction, he said, this is just what? The background. After this background, then he started coming back to what? The subject. And that is what we read. So let's read our scripture once again, because that's now the prophet said all what he has said initially, they were background. So now he started. God, who at sundry time and in diverse manners spake in time past on to the fathers by the prophets, hath in these last days spoken unto us by his Son, whom he hath appointed heir of all things, by whom also he had made the worlds. So the prophet started. He said, now the whole chapter one, the first chapter of Hebrew, is exalting Jesus and separating him from being a prophet or any law or so forth, and showing who Jesus is. So the first chapter of the book of Hebrews is what? Exalting Jesus, separating him from being a prophet or from the law, and showing who Jesus is. Amen. Amen. So he said, you could see, we start, the first word is what? God. First word is what? God. Who at sundry times. He said, sundry means way back. As the back time. Time that has already gone. In sundry times and in diverse manners, he spoke to the fathers by what? By the prophets. Diverse manners. Give us the first slide. See, some through what? The burning bush. That's diverse way that God spoke to what? The prophets. To go and speak to what? Go and speak to the fathers. Praise the Lord. So one of the diverse way is what? Moses before the burning bush. God, who at sundry times and in diverse manners spake in time past unto what? The fathers by what? The prophets. And one of them is what? By through what? The burning bush. Amen. And then Ezekiel, for instance. The next one. Ezekiel also, we know that God spoke. He saw a whirlwind. Amen. God spoke through that whirlwind to send a message through his prophet to what? To the fathers. Amen. Another one, if there is a... And then, in this last day, so that we close from here. And then, in this last day, he has spoken to us, what? Through what? His Son. That's where we begin from. You see the difference? Before, it was what? In the form of a what? God speaking through diverse manners through the prophets to the fathers. But now, directly, my brother, to you and me. So we are going to see. See, my brother, my sister, there is a difference here. There's a difference. Brother Jesse, go and tell. When you go, definitely, yeah, you see what I said. But you see, it isn't like what? Myself telling you. Praise God. So here we are going to see where we are what? A special people and a responsibility that what? Upon our shoulder. And in short, without, that's why the Bible says, without us, they are not what? Made perfect. Let's bow our heads. Our dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for the introduction, Lord, of our studies, Lord. And we pray that, oh God, You give us grace, Lord, for the subsequent weeks, the Lord, all that entails to us, Father, we will be able to grasp, Lord. We thank you now, Lord. It's time for us, Lord, to worship you. It's time for us to praise your name. Time for us to lift up your name, O God, because you deserve it, Lord Jesus. So, Father, we want to commit, Lord, our song leader and the musicians into your hands as they lead the church, O God, to sing praises to your name, O God. To prepare, Lord, the atmosphere, the ground, Lord, for your word, O God, to come. Even as we commit to your servant, still waiting before you, Lord, the Lord, he will be your mouthpiece this morning. Oh, with your word, O God, oh, to bless us, Lord Jesus, to take us through the week and even beyond. Once again, we say thank you. We give you all the glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. God richly bless you.